Brenda Carter fell to her death last week while she and her attendant tried to go up an escalator at the Hollywood Highland Metro station because the elevator was broken. MTA board members came under fire today from John Walsh, member of the United Rail Riders of Los Angeles, who claimed the problem was larger than this single accident.
The reason the elevator was broken and she tried to take the escalator is $1 billion, with a B, in deferred maintenance.
The LA Times reported last April that the county agency was facing a $1.3 billion maintenance backlog, involving mostly service vehicles and station repair. But some lines also needed more immediate repairs to tracks, signals, and passenger cars. MTA chairman and LA County supervisor Michael Antonovich said an internal investigation is underway to ensure its facilities are kept up to date.
We ought to know how often our elevators and escalators are not working, how many stations only have one elevator for disabled strollers and bicyclists, and what processes are in place to ensure that these elevators and escalators are repaired very quickly.
He also said the agency is evaluating the rapid response during the incident.
How long for the ambulance to arrive from the time of the injury, and was the victim given first aid before the ambulance arrived by MTA staff?
That process will take time, said MTA spokesman Mark Littman.
This could take weeks. I mean, they have to interview witnesses, they look at the surveillance cameras, they look at our whole procedures. There's a lot of issues that need to be investigated.
He explained the process is important not only for safety reasons, but also to discover better ways to communicate with disabled riders once a problem is identified, through signs, announcements, and MTA personnel. Depending on what the investigation turns up, MTA's compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act may be under the microscope. Paula Perlman is the executive director of the nonprofit Disability Rights Legal Center in downtown Los Angeles. She explained the ADA issues involved via cell phone.
It's not like if it's out of order for a day, it's out of compliance. But if it's out of order and they know it's out of order and they haven't taken any steps to repair it and they don't have a system in place to notify people or to keep track of the repair issue, then it would be an ADA violation.
The MTA does have a history, however, of failing to meet federal disability laws. Last year, the agency settled a lawsuit filed by wheelchair riders who were not properly secured by bus drivers. So time will tell if this incident opens the county up to more litigation. Omar Shamoot, Annenberg, Radio News.